Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Sorry about that. smartwithyourmoney.com.
smartwithyourmoney.com.
Yep.
I like it. It's a great website. I am joined by my co-host here, my beautiful wife, my co-host in real life, too.
Yep.
Tammy Holman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
All right. So it has been interesting times lately. I think that you're seeing me have to work a lot right now because with interest rates at these low levels, there are more people eligible to refinance right now since 2003 was the last time there were this many people that actually had something to gain by refinancing.
That's a lot then, I guess, huh?
It is a lot. It's like harvest season for the farmer. I mean, to me, I can't work enough to keep up with the demand. And you know, I'm so committed to trying to serve all of our listeners and all of our clients. Cornerstone Mortgage, too, is just breaking records month after month. You know, we shattered our record last year when we did almost $1.1 billion in home loans, put us the second largest lender in Missouri. And this year, we're ahead of that pace even from last year, which was amazing.
That's great.
So
you're part of the reform on housing reform, I guess.
Well, I guess so. I mean, housing is booming right now. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of increased equity in people's houses, which has opened up a lot of possibilities to drop PMI, to be able to access some equity to do home improvements. A lot of different things that are just available now that weren't for several years. So it's exciting. So if you want me to give a review of your mortgage, reach out to me. You can text me or you can call me at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684 are the numbers for it. Or a lot of people will go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and they'll go to the contact form on there and shoot me a message on there if you want me to look at your mortgage scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tammy, also see it's election season.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff going on with elections.
Yeah, you get to a certain point where you just kind of get tired of hearing about all the, what do you want to call that?
Rhetoric. The bashing.
The bashing. It just.
The negativity.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm good.
You were
just let me read the platform. Let me read what's going on. Let me see.
You were comparing it to divorced. Republicans and Democrats, you're comparing them to divorced parents. Mm-hmm. What did you say about that? It's like two divorced parents that are
right trying to get the child to hate the other one more,
right?
Instead of taking care of the child.
And that's exactly, I think Republicans and Democrats are so intent on getting the American public to hate the other party that they're not focusing on the positive.
Right. Right.
So our show. We try to resist being very political, even though we do have some political opinions. But one area of politics that I thought was appropriate for us to bring into the show was talking about the Republican and the Democratic platform when it comes to housing, because we cover a lot of housing on this show. Tammy, are you you willing to go down that path with me?
I guess so. Hand in hand.
All right. So let's jump into this, Tammy. You've read a little bit of their policy statements.
I did.
What are some of the things that you're seeing?
Well, just what do you mean? Like the differences?
Well, some of the differences. Let's start with the Republican platform.
Okay. Well, the responsible home ownership is a pretty big one. It's consistent with much of the Dodd-Frank Act efforts to create the standards for mortgage underwriting and all that good stuff, which you know all about. And that one stuck out to me because that I think the key word is responsible home ownership.
Yeah, and they have the Republican platform is 66 pages, and it has a section on responsible home ownership and rental opportunities, which is interesting. So let's jump in because they have, I think we picked out five interesting thoughts on housing policy that came out of the Republican platform.
Right, right.
So the first one is the concept of responsible home ownership, which does seem consistent with Dodd-Frank, and you touched on that.
You just mentioned that, right?
Yeah, so they really want to encourage prudent standards on mortgage underwriting. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the Republicans absolutely hate the Dodd-Frank Act that led to, you know, they've led to more of an alternative approach centered around lender-initiated efforts and borrower behavior rather than what the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, dictates.
Right. And so can you get into that just a little bit more about layman's terms on that?
The Dodd-Frank Act came in 2010 and, you know, on the tail end of the financial collapse. And that was when the Democrats controlled president, you know, Obama was in office and they controlled both parties of Congress, the House and the Senate. And they pushed through the Dodd-Frank Act with massive regulations that govern all the financial institutions, including me as a mortgage lender. And it is very, very binding, the things that they make. You know, the intent is to protect the consumer.
Right.
But to protect the consumer, they incredibly hurt the consumer. Okay, they drive the cost of getting a mortgage up almost double.
Right, right. And I guess that's not really promoted on the flip side of things.
Right. No, I mean, that doesn't, you know, I mean, how does that help homeowners if the cost of compliance to abide by Dodd-Frank raises the cost to get a mortgage so much? That's not really helping consumers. I mean, it really defeats the entire purpose. So the number two on their list is a platform acknowledges the supply side constraints, okay, as well as includes recommendations to reduce the restrictions that limit the ability of new construction to keep us, you know, to keep up with demand. Okay, so the supply side constraints is the fact that we know there's an inventory shortage out there of housing.
Right.
They cannot build housing fast enough to keep up with the demand right now.
Right.
There are all these new family formations, and we need more housing.
Right. Yeah, we do. And the build now, what is it per square foot now to build a home versus buy a used one? Is it about comparable now?
Yeah, they're fairly similar. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to depend on the level of finish that somebody gets. It's hard to just put out a exact price per square foot on that.
Yeah.
All right. Next, the platform expresses frustration with the lengthy conservatorship of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but it only encourages the examination of the roles. Okay, making a change from the prior Republican calls to wind down the entities.
Right. So, and not eliminating them, but just kind of putting more regulation on them. Would that be the word? No.
No, that's not what they're looking to do. They're looking to at least have them examined to figure out, because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac didn't used to be owned by the government. Now the government totally owns them and runs them. And Republican policy in the past has been government shouldn't be in this business. Okay, before it was just a government guarantee that they would guarantee those loans. They would guarantee the bonds that backed them.
So are there lending quotas that are on there that, you know, you guys have to meet or?
Yes, there are. And actually, I think when we get into the Democratic platform, I'll actually cover that in a little bit more detail because it's interesting what those end up creating.
Okay.
So the fourth point from the Republican platform is it criticizes the Federal Housing Administration for operating outside its mission footprint and for losing money, which is not losing money now, but it did when the economy crashed. And they recommend income limits on FHA activities. So right now, somebody can get an FHA loan and there are no income limits. Okay, somebody could be making $1 million a year and still get an FHA loan, but there really still kind of are because there are loan amount limits. So like in the St. Louis area, about $270,000 is $271,250 is the loan limit for the St. Louis area. So, you know, somebody could make a lot of money and buy something within that range. You just don't see it happen very often.
I see. Okay.
Then the last thing they mention is, you know, it doesn't go into detail, but it talks about renting. So with the context of eliminating restrictions and promoting greater supply of rental opportunities. So that's the Republican platform. And, you know, I want to get into more detail on the Democratic platform, but I think we need to take a quick break first and we'll come back.
Okay.
And we'll cover the Democratic platform in detail when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.